يا زينب يا زينب أرواحنا لك فداء، يا زينب يا زينب أي حافظة خدي خدا.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله لقد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق، والصلاة والسلام على النبي الأمي العربي المكي المدني العبد المؤيد المصطفى الأمجد المحمود الأحمد أبو القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله الحكيم في كتابه الكريم وقوله الحق وهو أصدق القائلين: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال. صدق الله العلي العظيم. We are tonight, we have gathered to pay our tribute and remember in our humble ways the sacrifices and the virtues of the daughter of Imam Ali and Fatima al-Zahra, Sayyida Zainab al-Kubra, salamullah alayha. In this brief time, and we have had, alhamdulillah, different things you have, mashallah, heard, and it's getting late as well, so I have to be a little brief. This verse of Surah Nur, it's a part of the verse which the actual ayat of Nur is, it starts with Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. And it describes different parables in that ayah. And my discussion is not about the ayah or its tafsir. So the light of Allah is being discussed, and different manifestations of that light in that ayat of Nur in Surah An-Nur are discussed. It's a very glamorous verse of Quran. After that verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where does this exist? So he says, fi buyutin. This light is in houses, in certain houses. أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ. That Allah has allowed those houses to be elevated. Allah has desired those houses to be raised. تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ. And that His name be remembered in those houses. It's an إذن that Allah has given, a permission that Allah has granted, that those houses be the houses that are raised, and those are the houses where He is remembered. يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْأَصَالِ. And He's glorified. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is glorified in those houses, in the mornings and in the evenings. And it goes on, the descriptions of those people. One day, the Prophet of Islam, Sayyiduna Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was reciting this verse of Quran, where a man got up and asked the Holy Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, ayyu buyutin hadih? O Messenger of Allah, which houses are these where the light of Allah is present and they are elevated and He is remembered? all the time. And the verses that follow, that nothing distracts those people of those houses, neither business nor anything else distracts them from the remembrance of Allah. He asked the Prophet, which houses are these? So the Holy Prophet said, Buyutul Anbiya. Those are the houses of Prophets of Allah that are the holders of this light. That is where the light of Allah exists. Another person stood up and he said, Ya Rasulullah, hadhal baytu minha, O Prophet of Allah, is this house among those houses? Wa ashara ila bayti Ali wa Fatima alayhi salam. Allahu and this person pointed to the house of Imam Ali and Fatima and said, is this house one of those houses that you are describing as the houses of prophets, the houses where the light of Allah shines? And the Prophet said, Na'am min afdaliha. This house, yes, this is among the best of those houses where the light of Allah shines. And all those qualities that are described, they perfectly fit this house and in the best manner possible. Of course, this house has brought to this world four important personalities. We see the two sons of, and both became the imams. And we see two daughters, both joined the case of imamat and the mission of imamat and sacrificed everything for that. So when the Prophet of Allah is praising this house, he is praising the dwellers of this house and those who are raised in this house and educated and brought up, right? That those are the houses where this light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shines all the time. This light that is mentioned in the ayah for the Quran is not the light we see with our two eyes. There is a lot of discussion in the books of tafsir and in the books related to other different sciences that are taken from hadith and Quran, like Mabaith Irfani, where they relate to the maqam and nuraniyat of Ahlul Bayt. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says His light, right? So this is not the light, for example, the light of the sun. This is not the light that we are accustomed to. If there's no physical light in this place, a physical place, you will not be able to see. But this is not the light, this Quranic verse, or many other ayat and verses and ahadith are talking about. I will just mention one hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. Where Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam said about the place of nur, right, place of light, maqam nuraniyat. And he says, knowing me with my nur, ma'rifati bin nuraniya ma'rifatullah azza wa jal. Knowing me, my maqam in nur is like knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Getting to know my haqiqat, some of my haqiqat, right, is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ma'rifatullah azza wa jal, ma'rifati bin nuraniya. And knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right, is my knowledge, is the knowledge about me with nuraniyat. What does this mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He is the light of the heavens and the earth. So He shines everywhere. Huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum. He is with you wherever you are. In certain things, the light shines more than the other things. And that depends on all the creations of Allah have different places, different ranks. The light of Allah shines the most in awliya and anbiya of Allah. The light of Allah shines the most. And the topmost among them is Rasul-e Khatmi Martabat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This is a complete manifestation. And again, I'm not talking about the physical appearance of the Prophet only, because that is a very visible and physical aspect of that. But what lies in essence in relation to their wilayat and in their nuraniyat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? It is the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which he described. Obviously in Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not unraveled all these mysteries. There are isharat, there are references. There are general references in Holy Quran. Ayat do not name anyone in Quran. Just like the Holy Quran is not specific about every single thing. There are many general principles laid out in Quran, and this principle that applies to the house of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam is one of those most prominent, most important principles of this holy book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he refers to the houses where his light is shining, and the members of that house are never distracted from anything, from this remembrance by anything in their lives. It may be jihad, it may be work, or it may be anything else. That everything is like a glass through which the shine of a light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shines day and night. Salawat. And then Imam Ali alayhi salam said, وَهُوَ دِينُ الْخَالِصِ. And this knowledge, if anyone achieves, these are my words, but he says, and this ma'rifati and ma'rifatullah, this knowledge of Allah and knowledge of me, right, is the وَهُوَ دِينُ الْخَالِصِ. This is the pure religion. وَهُوَ دِينُ الْخَالِصِ الَّذِي قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And this is the pure religion regarding which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لَيَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. They have not been commanded except that they would obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Completely sincere in their religion, in their faith, in their observance of this faith to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hunafa'a. Hunafa means, it means they purify themselves. Imam Ali says the purifying of a person, right? The deen al-hanif, deen al-khalis, is the deen which has in its core the ma'rifat of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. And then it has those other practical aspects. For example, وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. And then the verse, Surah Al-Bayyinah. And then وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. And they establish their prayers. وَيُؤْتُ الزَّكَاةِ. And they give charity. Right? وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. And this is the firm religion. The first thing is that a person should purify himself. A person cannot purify himself without the ma'rifat of Allah. And ma'rifat of Allah in its essence is through the ma'rifat of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. There is no other way. It's not just knowing the word Allah, not just saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Knowledge of Allah is followed by obedience to Allah. And the kind of knowledge of Allah a person has results in the kind of obedience a person gives to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there's not one understanding and ma'rifat regarding Allah, there are most false ma'rifat and knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only one correct knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists, which is in maqam al-nur, which Allah gives to His pure ones from the household of Holy Prophet. And from this household, you have the personality of Sayyida Zainab, who's born in this household. Please recite aloud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Therefore, it is narrated in Nasikh al-Tawarikh and other places that when Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha was born, walamma wulidat as-sayyidu Zainab, ukhbira an-nabiyyu al-kareemu bidhalik. The Prophet was informed. فَأَتَى مَنْزِلَ إِبْنَتِهِ فَاطِمَةً. So he came to the house of his daughter, Fatima. وقال, and he said, يَا بُنَيَّ إِتِينِي بِبِنْتِكَ الْمَوْلُودَةِ. Bring me the daughter that is born. Bring her to me. فَلَمَّا أَحْضَرَتْهَا أَخَذَهَا النَّبِيِّ. When Fatima salamullah alayha brought her daughter who was newly born, the Prophet took her, أَخَذَهَا, he took her, وَضَمَّهَا إِلَى صَدْرِهِ الشَّرِيفِ, and he pressed her against his chest. Right? وَضَعَ, this is very, unusual. This is very unusual. وَوَضَعَ خَدَّهَا, خَدَّهُ عَلَى خَدِّهَا, and he put his cheek on her cheek. فَبَكَى بُكَاءً شَدِيدًا عَالِيًا. And then when he did that, he began to cry. بُكَاءً شَدِيدًا عَالِيًا. Intense crying and loud crying. شَدِيد means intense. And عَالِيًا means loud. Her voice of crying became loud. وَسَالَتْ دُمُوعُهُ عَلَى خَدَّيْهِ. And his tears began to roll down his eyes. فَقَالَتْ فَاطِمَةُ, and Fatima salamu alayhi said, مِمَّ بُكَاءُكَ لَا أَبْكَى اللَّهُ عَيْنَيْكِ يَا أَبَتَهُ. He said, from where is this crying of you? لَا أَبْكَى اللَّهُ, may Allah never make your eyes cry, O father. And he said, يَا بِنْتَهُ يَا فَاطِمَا إِنَّ هَذِهِ الْبِنْتِ. He said, oh my daughter, oh Fatima, this daughter, satubtala bi balaya, she will go through a lot of trials, bi balaya, wa taridu alayha masaibu shatta wa razaya adha, and will come upon her great afflictions and difficult hardships, right? Heartbreaking, and this very devastating hardships will fall upon her. Ya bazati, oh the part of my flesh, said to Fatima salamullah alayha, oh if part, ya bazati wa qurrat aini, the light of my eye, light of her father, whoever cries upon this daughter and upon her masaib, yakunu thawabuhu ka thawabi man baka ala akhawayha, whoever cries upon her, is his thawab is like the thawab, a reward of one who cries for her two brothers. This shows to us Zainab is a shariq in this, in the work of Risalat and in the work of Imamah. This house is carrying this light of Allah through the ages. As the tears come and fall upon Zainab, this light also continues to shine, because this musibat will not end until Fatimatu Zahra is pleased on the day of judgment. It will continue. Because of her crying, the whole universe is in musibat and will continue to be in musibat every single day and night, because the imam is in musibat and imam is crying, and he is crying because of his mother who is crying. This Zainab salamullah alayha, she is the one who saw those hardships and those heartbreaking and tragic events that Imam Hussein saw, plus she saw whatever happened after Ashura. She was the leader of the caravan. She was given this assignment. She was given this mission. And the patience that was needed was also bestowed to her. Right when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was leaving, in his last discourse with his sister, there is a part of the maqtal that is, again, there's so much in Ashura that relates to Zainab. There's so much of Ashura that relates to this personality. But we just flip through pages of maqatil and you run into anything that will bring down tears. And you will see that one of those places is Sayyid al-Shuhada, when he sees around him everyone is gone. And he's now by himself, he's just alone now. So he prepares himself for his last departure. For his meeting of Allah, he prepares himself. And the way of doing it is that he comes inside the tent. He comes inside the tent and he said, Ya Ruqayya, Ya Fatima, Ya Zainab, Ya Umm Kulthum alaykunna minni salam. O Ruqayya, O Fatima, my daughter. O Zainab, O Umm Kulthum, my last farewell to you. You would imagine what would have happened. I mean, it's hard, but it, as Imam would raise his voice like this, everyone would gather around him. This little girls in the family, his sisters, and other members of Bani Hashim, and those who were present on that day, they all came around. Now, Ruqayya, she came forward, she asked her father, Ya Abat, hal istaslamta lil maut? Have you prepared yourself for dying? And Imam's answer was, وَكَيْفَ لَا أَسْتَسْلِمُ وَكَيْفَ لَا يَسْتَسْلِمُ مَنْ لَيْسَ مَنْ لَا يَجِدُ نَاصِرًا وَلَا مُعِينَ. Why would a person who has no helpers not prepare himself for death? When she heard this, this little girl, when she heard this, she said, يَا أَبَتَا رُدَّنَا إِلَىٰ حَرَمِ جَدِّنَا. Oh father, if that is the case, then take us back to the haram of our grandfather, to Medina, take us there. Leave us there, why you leave us in the middle of this? Oh. When Imam heard, and it's very heartbreaking, and he was crying as he was talking to everyone. He was crying constantly. It was one of the toughest moments for Imam alayhi salam. When he heard his daughters asking him to take him back, take her back to Medina, he said, Hayhat, Hayhat, Law turika al-qatal an-nam. He said, that is an idea, that is a desire that cannot be achieved, that is unattainable for your father to take you back to Medina. And then he said this proverb in Arabic, he said, Law turika al-qatal an-nam, which is said that the qata is a bird that everyone is trying to hunt. If they would leave the bird alone, she would rest in peace. Trying to tell her that, daughter, if these people had not come against us, blocked my ways, and threatening me to kill me, I would have taken you back to your grandfather in Medina. Then he turned toward his sister Zainab, and he said, bring me something to wear inside my clothes. Something that is old and torn. Because for inni maqtulul maslub, because I will be killed and everything will be taken from me. Maqatil says, as Imam uttered these words, the voices of crying of the women went loud, went through the sky when they heard Imam Hussain saying, inni maqtulul maslub. And Imam and Bibi brought an old shirt for Imam, which he tore with his hands and wore inside. And the Maqasid say that when she was passing by the Maqtal at the end, she saw her brother without that even. Ala la'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimeen. Wa say'alamu al-lazina zalamu. Ayyabun qalaban yanqalibu. O Allah, make the zuhur of our Imam close. O Allah, save the lives of mu'mineen around the world. Protect our holy places. Prolong the life of our leader. And all Maraji Rabbani, O Allah, protect our Hawzati Ilmiya and the revolution. O Allah, protect the people of Yemen and give them Nusrat. O Allah, make us among the helpers of our Imam. Ya Hussein.
صرختنا حيدرية تستقبل المنية تحلم بعد أمية زينب ترد سبية خط أحمر العقيلة يسبوها مستحيلة مرقدها نعتنيلة وسط المهاج نشيلة شلون زينب حار شلون لو يتهدم مرقدها شلون واحد يدنا كون متنا ولا زينب تنزل كون أبو فاضل بس لا يزعل كون كل احنا فدا يا زينب يا زينب زينب فليسمعوا كل العدا. يا زينب يا زينب اي حافظ خون خدا.
يا زينب يا زينب ارواحنا لك فدا. يا زينب يا زينب اي حافظ خون خدا.
چشم کوثر ای حامی برادر. ماشی عیان حیدر در راه تو دهیم سر. یار عقیل هستیم پیمان خود ببستیم. سر در رهش شکستیم در سنگرش نشستیم. ما صدایش ما خون می‌ریزیم به پایش. ما به فدایش تا غیرت در شیعه جوشد. تا جام ولا را نوشد. تا مرگش کوشد. یا زینب یا زینب نمی شویم از تو جدا. یا زینب فلیسمعوا کل العدا.
یا زینب ارواحنا لکی فدا. یا زینب یا زینب ای حافظ خدا.
ظل يرتفع صدانا يا زينب بحمانا. قبرك يظل أمانا ترخص إلى دمانا. يا هليظا وحيدا بتحدر الصمدا. غير التمس جيدا من الأرض نبيدا. حسين احنا جنود تقبل دمنا من نحسن. فرحتنا رضوان خصمك متخجل عنا. خل يوصل قبرك فنا. نمحي والله. يا زينب يا زينب لا لن نبالي بالردى. يا زينب حافظ خون خدا.